Today, amen, if you have your Bibles, amen, if you turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it seems like we just can't get out of this book. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we're going to start at verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're going to start at verse 10. When you find it, say amen. You still looking, say, wait a minute. All right. Are we there yet? All right. Tell you what, I'm going to help this side over here out a little bit. All right. Y'all got it? All right. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning at verse 10. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Amen. Be bow your heads for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come this morning as humble as we know how, thanking you for, amen, a portion of our life, health, and strength, Father God. We thank you for just getting us here safely on today. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, those that we knew of and those, Father God, that we knew not. Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, that everything that will be said on today, everything that has been done and that will be done, Lord God, is pleasing in your sight. Lord God, if I'm too high, I ask that you would lower me. But Lord, if I'm too low, Lord, lift me up and place me on a plane of existence on which you would have me to speak. Lord, hide me behind your cross and dip me down into the deep treasures of your word. Lord God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for these people. Lord God, we pray that this word would just go forth and that it would just resonate, that it would just fall on fertile ground, Father God. That it will be able to be used in each and every life in this place. Lord God, we give you honor, we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 I believe, my brothers and sisters, there's a great word from God, amen, this morning in 1 Corinthians 13 and 10. And I really want to hang out, amen, chill out in this particular scripture, 13 and 11. 13 and 11 says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I want to talk about this morning. If y'all just give me a few minutes, it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. It is time to grow up. Amen. The Apostle Paul, amen, wrote these particular words for those that were in the Corinthian church. And at this particular time, there were a whole lot of false teaching going on. There was a whole lot of stuff that was going on in the church that really shouldn't have been going on. So Paul is giving them instructions on what they need to be doing. Amen. And Paul even talks a lot about, you know, himself and what's going on in his own personal life. If we look at this particular passage of scripture from the New Living Translation, and I always refer to that because sometimes we have young people, amen, that need it broken down just a little bit better for them. Paul says in the New Living Translation, it says, but when fully understanding comes, this is verse 10, then partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child, but when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now, seeing things imperfectly as in a cloudy mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely just as God now knows me completely. Three things that will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these things is love. Amen. Reverend Savage came down here and he talked about love. He talked about how to love. Amen. There's a way, my brothers and sisters, for us to love. Amen. In the church, we have to show love in order to be what the church, what God has called the church to be. If we don't have love, we don't have anything. Amen. How are you going to have a church that is filled with hate? You don't have a church. You just got a whole bunch of hellions sitting around and not, without anything else to do at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. But when we come here, we need to have our minds made up that we come to serve a true and living God and put all of our mess on the back burner and give God some praise and glory just for a few minutes. Amen? And not only that, come in here expecting a word from God. Everything I say may not fall in your lap, but something I say is going to fall in your lap. Amen? Those things that you can use, use it. Those things you can't, hey, enjoy it anyway. I talked Wednesday night about being at the club. And y'all ever notice at the club around the DJ's booth, there's always a crowd of people around the DJ's booth. And I had a homeboy who used to be a DJ, and I said, man, I would love to have your job. He said, no, you wouldn't. You don't want my job. I said, man, you get all that attention, and people are always around you, man, and you got the music pumping, and you get the microphone, and y'all know I love a mic. Amen. And he said, man, it's the hardest job in the world. He said, because everybody's around. You know them folks that are around the DJ booth? You know what they saying? Say, man, play my song. Play my song. Will you play my song? I'll bring you a drink if you play my song. He said, but what they don't understand is I'm going to get around to their song. But to enjoy everybody else's song. Amen? So this morning, this may not be for you, but enjoy somebody else's song because yours is going to come around maybe next Sunday. Amen? But Paul says here, he says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. Those of us that can look back over, look in our rearview mirror. Do you remember how you used to be? Before you came into the knowledge of who Christ was. Do you remember some of the things that you used to say? When I was a child, before I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, before I became the spiritual me, I spake as a child. How could Paul say that? Huh? He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I spake as a child. Y'all, words are big. We have to be careful of what we are saying. I talked to one of my preacher buddies I hadn't talked to. As a matter of fact, y'all know the guy I was telling you about that I found out he was a preacher, and I'm so excited that he was a preacher. Did I tell y'all that? Must have been another group. All right. Well, one of my homeboys that I went to college with that was crazy, crazier than I was, he's a preacher now. And I could not believe it. As a matter of fact, I was going to go play ball at the same school he went to. And when I went down for my visit, this dude got us in so much trouble, I said, there's no way I'm going to school with this fella. When I was a child, I spake as a child, but we started talking about, when I found out, I got in contact with his sister, she gave me his number, and I called him. As a matter of fact, he's going to come preach to us. Amen? Another crazy preacher. But we started talking, and I started talking about Orange Chapel and how much I love y'all and what God is doing here at Orange Chapel and how he's added people to the ministry and added people to the church. And I said, man, it's just crazy. He said, hold on, preacher. Hold wait. Whoa, I'm big on words. He said, I'm big on words. He said, what you mean it's crazy? And then I was like, hey, man, come on, man. How you? We homeboys. How you going to talk? I mean, we in this thing together. How you going to stop? He said, man, I'm just big on words. What you mean it's crazy? Because nothing God does is crazy. It may be awesome. It may be beautiful what the Lord is doing. But let's be careful with the words that we choose to speak, my brothers and sisters. If we are true children of God, we got to be careful talking to our kids. Oh, you nappy head. Oh, boy, you look just like your dad. Oh, you get on my nerves. Because you keep on speaking that over your child. Guess what? He's going to grow up thinking he's just ugly, nappy headed, and ain't no place for him but the pen. Keep calling your man sorry. He going to keep acting sorry. We We have to be careful with the words that we speak.
Ooh, I'm sick of this job. Uh-huh. Then it closed down and you up here at the altar crying, Lord. I don't know how we...
Be careful of what you speak over yourself and over your relationship and over your family and over your finances.
I told y'all once I wasn't going to say that part on that song. Y'all say, all of my life, I've been poor. I ain't saying that enough. I ain't been poor a day in my life. I don't know what poor is.
I remember when I was a kid, my mama's big on words because she gets on me all the time, y'all, because sometimes I can get a little negative. But my mom, we used to say, I'm hungry. Boy, we get in trouble for saying we're hungry. She said, you ain't hungry. Them kids on TV with them flies around their mouth, they hungry. You just want something to eat.
Sally Struthers, we 50 cents a day can feed a family.
We wasn't hungry. We just wanted something to eat. Man, we might have cereal, no milk, but we had something. That bologna may get hard on the ends, but we could cut that hard part off and go on and eat it. My brothers and sisters, Proverbs 18 and 21. Somebody turn there with me for a minute. I told y'all we're not hooping this morning. We're going to teach a little bit, and we're going to get on out of here. Amen. So we can go throw down. Amen. But this is going to help somebody. It's time to grow up. Proverbs 18 and 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What does that mean, preacher? That means they shall eat the fruit of thereof. Guess what? If you keep on speaking negative, guess what's going to happen in your life? Don't you know that when you're speaking, you planting seeds? So guess what? I can't say something over here. Let's see. I hate white people. Did I say that in here? I hate white people. I planted it over here. Okay. But then I go over here, and it's time to get alone. A white man sitting in front of me. But I hate him. In my heart, I hate him. I planted that seed over there. That seed grew. That seed grew over there. That ain't a good one. I don't know why I said that. Let's go back and redo this. But y'all understand what I'm saying. Though some of us have planted seeds back in the day. We spoke some things back in the day. And we wonder why everything is falling apart. Well, I'm in church. I'm doing what thus said the Lord. See, y'all hot now. All y'all was talking about you was cold a while ago. But when you plant those seeds, y'all, did you see that? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Quit speaking negative about your church. Amen. You know why these churches fall down? They do good, and then I don't know what they doing out there. Well, you a part of it. Preacher, get on my nerves. I wish the Lord would move him. Then he move and everybody else move with him, and you looking stupid. He split the church. No, your word split the church, not the preacher. You spoke him to leave. Ooh. Boy, this is good stuff. Y'all know this is good stuff. Did I read that wrong? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Okay, New Living Translation. Y'all know I love that translation of the Bible. It says the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Keep talking about somebody else's kids or somebody else's family. Ooh, them old reeds. Ugh. Your kid will be the first one to go to the pen, but you're talking about them reeds. Amen. Oh, they family, they just full of drunks. They just alcoholic. They all alcoholic. Then your husband get a DWI. Ooh, boy, it's tight, but it's right. Hold your nose and swallow it. It's good for you. I'm trying to help somebody. It's time to grow up. And it's time for us. It's time. This is what I like about Sister Roberta. That's my girl right there. Sister Roberta, they told her she had cancer. She said, baby, I ain't the first one had it, baby. I'm going to be all right. She never even acknowledged cancer. Well, she said, they say. She said, they say I got cancer. And she walked right through it. Amen. I saw this with my own eyes right here in Orange Chapel. Be careful what you say. Don't say you can't live without somebody.
I don't know what I do without my key. I don't know what I do without my husband. I don't know what I do without my. Do not say that, because God will test us on the stuff that we say. Woo! Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Pastor Bailey told me when I called him and told him that they had called me to Orange Chapel, he said, Rev McGuire, don't look at where they are. Don't look at what Orange Chapel is. Yeah, I know it's only 4 or 5 people down there, but don't look at where they are, but look at where they can be. And look at us now. Nobody thought that every pew in this church would have a bottom sitting on it. God is good. Passed by this little old metal building. They say, the guy told me, they say, boy, it don't look like much on the outside, but I'll tell you what, you get in there, sure is nice. I said, keep on speaking that good stuff. I said, the outside going to look nice before long. Amen. 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 All right, y'all just committed to that. I'm just going to hang out right here, because I had some other stuff I wanted to do, but I'm just going to hang out right here. He says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. And then he says, I understood as a child. Some of us have a bad understanding. Can't nobody say nothing to you without you going off. Some of us right now, we got a bad understanding about politics. Let me tell you something. Obama ain't God. Obama's Obama. He's a black president. But God's going to do what needs to be done. And if we are children of God, whether he's a president or not, everything's going to be all right. The Bible says, for we know that all things work together for good for them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Guys, it's going to be all right no matter what happens for the children of God. And whatever we go through, we're supposed to go through it. Because God's in control. Amen. So in all things, get a good understanding. Amen. Proverbs 2 and 11. Y'all turn there for me. Proverbs 2 and 11 says, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Woo! Understanding shall keep thee. Y'all, we all need to be kept. Paul gave him a good word here. He says, I understood as a child. So, discretion shall preserve thee, but understanding shall keep thee. And all things get an understanding. But sometimes, have you ever got into it with somebody because you had it all mixed up? And we go back to, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as, that's childish stuff. Because the understanding was bad. And then what do you have to do when your understanding is bad? Oh, man, you got to go back and apologize. You got to go back and tap dance. Sorry. I won't do it again. Because the understanding was bad. Amen. Guys, we gotta quit being so confrontational. I would get one of these kids a mic. What do you think this baby gonna say? Watch this. Hey baby, how you doing this morning? Huh? She ain't got nothing to say. Is Madison asleep? She knocked out. See, she's sleeping in church. She eating in church. Boy, look at that. See? Let's see. Chase, what's up, man? What you got? Huh? He playing in church. He got toys. See? You see what Paul said? He said, when I was a child, he said, I ate in church, I slept in church, and I played in church. Some of us still doing it. Y'all gonna fire me. Quinn, when you come back, I ain't gonna be the pastor. I'm just telling you now. Does that make sense? Huh? Because they really don't understand what's going on. And some of us been in church our whole life and don't understand what's going on. And then we come in here and I spake as a child in here, cussing folks out and going off. Ooh, yep, in the park. We think because we get to the parking lot and start talking about folks, it's okay. Look at his neighbor and say, you still in church? No matter where you go, you're still in church. Let's clean it up, fellas, ladies, gentlemen, kids. Time to grow up. It's time to grow up. Can we grow up on this chapel? I know, boy, that's a tough one, ain't it, Key? Boy, you walked in on one this morning, boy. Got on the second row, yeah. Yeah, so you can see me face to face in 3D. Hey, but you know, this word is for everybody. What, look at this. He said, I understood as a child. And then he says, I thought as a child. Thinking. I'm going to sound like Facebook. Let's do away with stinking thinking. But let's do away with stinking thinking. Some of us wake up in the morning with no expectations because our mind ain't in the right place. I think it's not right. I'm thinking about the word of God. I'm thinking about why we're here, why we gather, why we assemble. You know what we assemble together to do? What do we assemble together to do what? Worship, what else? Praise, and what else? What about with each other now? Y'all, I've taught 3 weeks on fellowship. Fellowship with one another. And do what? Exhort? Lift up one another. Not talk about each other. Ooh, did you smell his breath? I think Pastor been drinking. All right. My Listerine has a little alcohol in it. That's right, I did. That's what I said. If y'all smell alcohol on somebody, give them a peppermint, give them a Tic Tac, keep rolling. Let's have church. We got to be careful. We got to grow up. And we end up messing up. Y'all know what we do? The thing about it is, if we're always in church, the same stuff that applies while we're here on Sunday morning applies to your household on Sunday night. Applies to your workplace on Monday morning. It's time to grow up. There's some things that, y'all know them people in the office, as soon as you see them, they just throw you off. You having a good day, and as soon as they come in, good morning. Why are you speaking to me? You don't never speak to me. Why are you speaking to me today? You don't even like you. You don't even like me. So why are we pretending? That's childish. These babies, let's turn these babies loose in here. They'll fight like cats and dogs over his toy and her cookies. And she just sleepy. She just tired. Didn't that look like the church sometime? Jay's back there laughing. He said, that's funny, Pastor. He said, I understood that any that I thought as a child. Turn to Romans 12 and 2. This is word. I know people, y'all rather be entertained than word. I know y'all need to hoop right quick. No, this is good. Turn to Romans 12 and 2. That's a good one, ain't it, little brother? I can tell when it's a good one, little brother. Nah, he do his head like that. He don't say much, but he just nod his head. He said, boy, that's my big brother. Look at the Lord using my big brother. We're going to lay hands on him, though. Romans 12 and 2 says, and be not conformed to this world. Woo-wee! Is that what your Bible says? Be not conformed to this world. Quinn, is not a surprise that out of 400 young men, you ended up number 12, one of the 12 chosen ones. Hallelujah, somebody. Because you had something that everybody else didn't have. Woo-wee! Says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Ooh, I wish I could talk like T.D. Jakes. I would have really expressed that one right there. Okay. Romans 12 and 2 in the New Living Translation says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Oh, that's awesome. Then you will know what God wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and perfect his will really is. Let me explain something to you, ladies and gentlemen. So many of us have been tricked by the world to think that the world's way of handling things is the right way. The world walks around with a fist balled up. Amen. The big man wins. The one with the most money. That's how the world operates. But if we would change the way we think, guys, y'all know we struggle because we don't think right. You don't think you can be successful. That's why you're not. You don't think you can stay married. That's why you're not. You don't think you can be faithful. That's why you're not. You don't think You can pay your tithes. That's why you won't. You don't think you can stay in church all day because the world says it don't take all that.
But the Lord has blessed each and every one of us to be living, walking, talking, breathing. And we can't give him a Sunday. We can't give him a Wednesday night. Woo! When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But look at this. But then Paul goes on to say, but when I became a man, my brothers and sisters, we becoming something. You working toward something. You working toward life, or you working toward death. You walking toward the light, or you walking toward dark. You walking toward something. You headed in one direction or another. Woo, so you say, you know, they say, so you got 1 foot on the grave, 1 foot on banana peel. Well, if I fall in the grave, I want to go to heaven. Amen. He says, but when I became a man, and I believe that once we realize who Christ is, we realize how important Jesus is in our life, that we step out of darkness into the eternal light. Woo! And then we can start to feed that spirit, because the world, the flesh, boy, y'all know that's a terrible thing. We blame so much stuff on Satan, and it's a whole lot of self. We do stuff to trip the devil out. He be looking back at the demons and the imps and all that stuff the way, you know, because he's real strategic. But, you know, he's not omnipresent like God. Don't you know Satan can't be everywhere at one time? He had to go to and fro. Christ is everywhere at all times. Sometimes we do stuff and the devil like, dang, I hadn't even opened up the door yet. I was on my way in, but he took care of that for me. You know why? Because we acting like children. And you know what? We can't leave these babies by themselves. You know why? Because they will hurt themselves. Or they will hurt somebody. They burn this church down in 2 hours. Leave them in here by themselves. With the help of a few of them that's in the back. We wouldn't get to the Dairy Queen and the fire trucks would be coming this way. Because of children. And we wonder why the church is in the shape it's in. Are we still acting like kids? Some of us still acting like we used to act in the park. How many of y'all used to go? I used to go to... Y'all. Woo! I told y'all I had to quit playing basketball. I didn't touch a ball for 3 years. Because your pastor, when he was on that court, he turned into something else. I was very good. Oh, but I could talk noise. Oh, Sister Tammy, I could talk noise. Woo, talk. Ooh. I mean, I should have got shot for some of the stuff I said to people on the court. And some people can't believe that I didn't. And I was good. I tell them what I was going to do before I did it. All right, this is what I'm finna do. I'm going to catch the ball. And I'm going to up fake it one time. Then I'm going to step to the right. But then I'm going to dribble between my legs to the left. And I'm going to come back around. I'm going to shoot a jump shot right in your face. Okay, you ready? You want to call your mama to help you guard me? Your granny, granddaddy, call somebody because you're going to need some help. I'm finna break your ankles. You ready? Here it comes. He's going to dribble it up. This is the play. It's coming to me. You ready? And I do it. And then the whole way down the court, I tell him all about it. I was a child, y'all, acting foolish. I'm at a Baptist college out there acting a fool on the court. You said, that's the worst one? She said, that's the worst. That's right. Them good old Baptist colleges. You know, but when I was a child, y'all, that's how I acted. So when I came into the church, when I came to the house of God, and I was serious about it, you know, and because God wanted to use me, he wanted to use me so I could help somebody else. Ron, I had to clean it up. So I went to the court, and boy, Darryl, you remember we used to go to the court in Dallas? Harry Stone, we was something else. First time we went, we about to knuckle up with this dude. He pushed Darryl, and I come. He said, man, folks coming out the sideline. Yeah, man, that's my little brother. We ain't finna do that. But we gained a little bit of respect in there because we used to put it on the boy. Y'all remember Robert Pack that played professional basketball? I used to put him in every week. He hated to see me coming. But the difference between he and I was he was driving a Mercedes-Benz, AMG kit, all that stuff, and I was in a Geo Prism. I'd put him in, but he leaving the bins. All right. I don't know why I told you. I'm just feeling myself this morning. But he said, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. So, guys, I had to put away basketball because it was affecting my walk.
Amen. It was affecting what God was trying to do with me. How could I be a witness for God and I'm cussing folks out on the basketball court? I'm like, yeah, get you some. What? Had a pistol in my backpack just in case it got crazy over there in Dallas. And I'm from Roxton. I don't know nobody. Y'all believe that? Shoot, they be trying to whoop like skin dudes. You have to be ready. We don't get much respect sometimes. Oh, they soft. But look at this. Look at this. Look at this. He says, Paul wrote this in Romans 12 and 2. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. My brothers and sisters, we got to start to think right. You know what? We ought to start thinking Christ-like. And the problem is we've ingested so much of this world and the way that the world handles things. That's the way we want to handle things in our lives. We wonder why we can't advance and move up because of the way we speak. He said, When I was a child, I spake as a child. You know what? Let's keep talking like kids, and we're going to keep on getting what we've been getting. We're going to keep on doing what we've been doing. If we keep doing what we've been doing, we're going to keep getting what we've been getting. Amen? And that's why so many of us are just kind of, we've plateaued. We've reached a point in our spiritual walk where we can't move nowhere. We can't move anywhere. And the thing about it is, we have to understand that we do not have all the answers. Look what Paul went on to say in verse 12. He says, for now we see through a glass darkly. For now we see through a glass. He says, so even though I've come from being a child to a man, we still see through a glass darkly. But he said, oh, but when Jesus comes back, we're going to see things clearly. Amen? So I said that to say this. Nobody has all the answers. Nobody is, you know, Pastor McGuire is not Holy Ghost Central. I don't have it all. I just have a little bit. And it's a little dim. It's a little dark. But you know what? It's enough for you to see yourself. Amen? It's enough to see what you need to work on. It's enough for you to say, you know what? I need to do a little bit better. Amen? We need to put away childish things, speaking, our understanding, and then our thought process. Look at this. And he said, now, verse 13 says, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity. And of these three, the greatest of these is charity. And charity means love in the Bible. Romans 8:37 tells us, nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. My brothers and sisters, it's time to grow up. And that's all I wanted to get across to you this morning. It's time for us to stop acting like kids, no matter where we are. A lot of us can clean it up for Sunday morning. We can put on these shirts and ties and these suits, and we can say Jesus like none other. But guess what? What if he comes back on Saturday night? What if he comes back on Thursday night? How's he going to catch us? Let me tell you something. And I said this just last week, and I'm going to say it one more time. You know that God loves us so much that he's giving us time. He's giving us time to get it right. That's why he came back, Key. Because he wants us to get our thinking right. He wants to get our speaking right. He wants us to be what he called us to be. He's giving us a chance to get it right. Let me tell you something. A little quick story before I close. Come on, Tony. We finna go. There was a young man that was out of the lake one Sunday evening, and he was swimming. He was swimming. But then he got in trouble. He thought he could swim good, and he got out there, and he's got in trouble. And he's like, oh, help, help, help. Somebody help me. Please help me. So there was a man standing on the bank, and he looked over. He said, oh, man, this young man's in trouble. So he jumps in the water. He begins to swim out to him. He's just fighting the water and everything. So the man goes down and he grabs him and he swims on the shore. Put the young man on the bank and said, young man, you all right? Young man was all right. And about 3 years later, the same young man had got caught stealing and was in jail. And his court hearing came up, and they kept him in jail, and it was a pretty serious offense. It was a burglar of a habitation. He had broken into somebody's house and stole some stuff, a felony. He walks in the courtroom, and he sees on the bench the same man that had saved his life 3 years prior. He said, oh, man. That's the dude that, when I was drowning, that's the dude that saved my life. Boy, I'm straight. Now I'm going to probably get a little probation or something. I'll be all right.
He stood before the judge and looked at him and kind of winked his eye. And the judge stood and he said, I sentence you to 3 years in the state penitentiary. Young man sat there and said, whoa. It's me. I'm the one that you saved. Back down the lake when I was drowned, I'm the one you saved. He said, son, the first time I met you, I was your savior. But this time I'm your judge. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ came here as a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. He came as a preacher. He came as a teacher. It's time to grow up because when he comes back, he's coming back as a judge. And you better be ready and you better be right. It's time to grow up, church. Woo! Is anybody here that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Today is a great day to accept him as your Lord and Savior. And if you don't know.